welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and the theme music that's playing is the original theme music for the program called Back Porch Bluegrass, and it was recorded in 1976 in Australia. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, me on banjo, Alan James on bass, and Colin Watson on guitar. And it was a good fun tune to record, I tell you. Well, I hope you're going to enjoy the program. We've got the Spinney Brothers from Nova Scotia, Tricky Britches from Maine, so northern North America. Let's hear the Spinney Brothers now.
Place in a park. darling needs me so.
When the moon shines on the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it seems I can hear my sweetheart call,
Spitty Brothers from Nova Scotia. That album was recorded in 2008, and the album is entitled When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall, named after that song. It's interesting listening to them. They do that real brother thing, you know, where Alan, the guitarist, sings the lead on the verses and then goes up and does a tenor part in the choruses, and Rick, the banjo-playing brother, takes over the lead part in the chorus. Brothers tend to swap harmonies a bit, and you can't tell much difference in the timbre of their voices. They were accompanied by Gary Dalrymple on mandolin, Terry Mumford on bass, and Ron Stewart on fiddle. And it's a great album, very traditional bluegrass, that particular album, and sounds good. Okay, we're going to hear a band from Maine now, a band called Tricky Britches. I'll read out the blurb about them. Raised in Maine, cured on street corners and next to wood stoves, string band Tricky Britches is a unique culmination of country, contradance, bluegrass and rock. They've played festivals and concerts across the US, Europe and Hawaii, always being shaped by those places and using those experiences to inspire their original music. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? That's a press blurb. They're a bunch of young guys, all look to be in their late 20s, early 30s, formed in 2009, when four friends in Portland, Maine, in the northeast USA, took their fiddle tunes and country songs on the road. They've released several albums, and the one we're going to play some from is Hard Fought Day. Played on big stages and small stages, but their favourite show is still on a crowded street corner at midnight. Jed Brissett on bass and vocals, Seth Doyle mandolin, guitar and vocals, Tyler Lienhart fiddle and vocals, Richard Bicknell, five-string banjo. We're going to hear a couple of tracks. Bright World and an instrumental, Dirty Dortmund. What a great name. Here we go.
You gotta take these steps and make them last. Gotta break those things and leave them deeper than the past. Gotta open up our eyes, it's a bright world. Hold our hands for some guidance, some guidance. And it's not your fault, you were just a kid.
It's a band called Tricky Britches with an instrumental called Dirty Dortmund, which is a very interesting name for an instrumental. They're young guys, and they play their music enthusiastically, and it's just a different take on some of the avenues that bluegrass can go down. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're hosted by Shearer's Music Works, which is the big music store in Anglesey Street in Hamilton in New Zealand, where the show comes from. And Shearers will definitely meet all your music needs. They're a great big shop. They've got lots of guitars from Martins to Courts and everything in between, Deering banjos and lots of other sorts, mandolins, violins, cellos, violas, keyboards, drums, all sorts of things, amplifiers, accessories, strings, picks, guitar stands, anything you can think of, plus some great books, tutoring books and things like that. Go to Shearers. The friendly staff there will help you out. They're all musicians. They know what they're talking about, and they will offer you the best help they can. And I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. And I guess I've sponsored music in Hamilton for more than 50 years. I bought my first banjo from them in 1965, when they'd not been open that long. And Andy Shearer said, yeah, I can get you a banjo, Paul. So he sent away and came back with this package of a 1965 Framus banjo. And I looked at it and I thought, five strings, what do I do with those? Well, the rest is history. And so what are we going to listen to now, Paul? Let's listen to Donna Udisi from the album An Easy Climb. And this is a song called Where the Cold Wind Blows. And her notes about the song are worth reading out. She wrote the song along with some friends, Kerry Chater and Lynn Gillespie Chater. And her notes say, my niece married her young love when they learned he was deploying to Afghanistan. I was sharing my concern with Kerry and Lynn, and we just started writing about what so many military families go through. I am proud of our military and grateful for the sacrifices they and their families make on our behalves each day. So, nice notes, and maybe you can help visualise the bleak landscape of Afghanistan when you're listening to the song Where the Cold Wind Blows.
My love has gone where the cold burns my skin right through my clothes, cuts to the heart, then to the soul. Sorrow grows where the cold wind blows, high on a hill where no one knows. I'll lay me down where the cold blows.
Wasn't that a nice song? When the cold wind, Where the Cold Wind Blows by Donna Ulysses. Now we'll hear an instrumental by one of my old favourites, Bill Emerson, accompanied with Jimmy Gaudreau and Tony Rice and Ronnie Simpkins on bass. What else? Ricky Simpkins on fiddle. It's a tune called True Blue. Some real nice picking there by Bill Emerson. He was always one of my favourites, and I remember a session I had with him just at Bean Blossom, Indiana, when we were at the festival. I asked him, he was playing there with the Country Gentlemen, and I told him I was from New Zealand, come over. He had seen our band play, and he was interested, and I said, could we have a bit of a banjo session? And we sat down under a tree and talked banjos for an hour, and he showed me some licks, and we talked about banjo playing, and he tried to get me to hold the little finger and the third finger of my right hand steady onto the head of the banjo when I was playing, which I did. I really worked at it and really did remember that. And I loved watching him play. He's always played so nice and clean. Bill Emerson, and that was a tune called True Blue. Now we're going to hear some Hamilton County. Back in 2016, we did an album that was entitled These Old Hands, and Alan, our guitar player and singer, always liked fast songs, and we heard a song done by Daly and Vincent and called Steel Driving Man. He said, we got to do that song. So myself on banjo, Keith McMillan on mandolin, Tim Trenwith on bass, Pam Finlay on guitar, Alan Rhodes on guitar, and I think we also had Jeremy Trenwith on guitar. He produced the album, and Alan's son, Dave Rhodes, engineered the album. And there's a fair amount of singing goes on, and it's a fast-driving song. Have a listen.
Billy was a hard-working, steel-driving man, working on the rail every day. 7 days a week and 16 hours a day, hoping he would find a better way. He saw many of his friends fall to the ground and die an ugly death on the rail. On mob graves all along his way, holds Billy in his mind every day. So Billy, let your hammer ring on that railroad track. Keep rolling your load and never look back. Keep singing your song slowly as you go. If death comes creeping, don't let it take your soul. Fearing of a cold dark grave. See many men die right before his eyes. To this day Billy still hears their cry. So Billy, let your hammer ring on that railroad track. Keep rolling your load and never look back. Keep singing your song slowly as you go. If death comes creeping, don't let it take your soul. Singing your song slowly as you go. If death comes creeping, don't let it take your soul.
Oh, that song was a lot of fun to play, I tell you. Pretty hard to get those harmonies right, but they worked at it and they got there. Steel Driving Man by Hamilton County Bluegrass Band off the These Old Hands album. Back in the early days of my music and investigations into bluegrass and old-time music, we were heavily influenced by the band called the New Lost City Ramblers, Mike Seeger, Tom Paley, and John Cohen. And later on, Tom Paley was replaced by Tracy Schwartz, and they did pretty faithful reproductions of some of the old-time music that you could only ever find on 78 records, and we listened a lot because we used to play quite a lot of old-time music back in the 1960s, and Mike Seeger came out to New Zealand to the third Banjo Pickers Convention in 1969 and was a big influence on Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. He was the first musician that we ever worked with that sort of helped us with our instrumentation, what to play, how to sing, and our presentation of the music. And we had a lot of time for Mike Seeger, and loved some of his music. Here's a track off New Lost City Ramblers Volume 2, and it's an old Charlie Poole in the North Carolina Ramblers track, and it's one called Didn't He Ramble, and I recall doing this song when I was a whole lot younger. A lot of fun, a sort of noisy sort of barroom type sound, but the New Lost City Ramblers did it great.
Mother raised three grown sons, Buster, Bill, and I. Buster was the black sheep of our little family. Mother tried to break him of his rough and rowdy ways. Finally had to get the judge for to give him 90 days. And then he rambled, rambled. Well, he rambled all around, in and out the town. Oh, didn't he ramble, ramble? Well, he rambled till those butchers cut him down. Showed him a trick that he had never seen. He lost his gold and jewelry. He liked and lost his life. He lost the car that carried him there, and somebody stole his wife. Didn't he ramble, ramble? Well, he rambled all around, in and out the town. Oh, didn't he ramble, ramble? Well, he rambled till those butchers cut him down. Telling his appetite was stout, and when he refused to pay the bill, the landlord kicked him out. He reached the brick to smack him with, and when he went to stop, the landlord kicked him over the fence into a barrel of slop. And didn't he ramble, ramble? Well, he rambled all around, in and out the town. Oh, didn't he ramble, ramble? Well, he rambled till those butchers cut him down.
City Ramblers, good to have them on the program, I tell you. Nice to hear that, some of that music. And what are we going to hear now? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm Paul Trenwith, and playing some of the music I love for you. Here's a band called Blue Highway, fine band. Saw them in 2008 playing live. It was the last time I've seen them, but they've been around a long time. This is from their 2016 Rounder album, Original Traditional, and they do some fine songs. Tim Stafford on guitar and vocals, Wayne Taylor on bass and vocals, Sean Lane on mandolin, fiddle, guitar, vocals, Jason Burleson on banjo, and Gavin Largent on resophonic guitar and vocals. They all sing. They put on the tightest show you've ever seen, and they write a lot of their songs. The song I've selected to play is Last Time I'll Ever Leave This Town, and it's written by Tim Stafford along with John Weisberger. And great bluegrass music.
Coming down the line, moved in to stay come the morning, so I'm leaving this cold town behind. Leaving this town for the last time, don't look for me, cause I won't be around. Should have been smarter the first time, it's the last time I'll ever leave this town. Thank you.
me, cause I won't be around. Should have been smarter the first time. It's the last time I'll ever leave this town. Smarter the first time. It's the last time I'll ever leave this town. It's the last time I'll ever leave this town.
They sound just like that live too. They've got an incredible tightness in their sound. That's Blue Highway. Local music around Hamilton. If you're listening to this and you're a local lad, there's all sorts of things on that you might like to come to. Navarra Lounge has always got some interesting music there. Just look them up online, N-I-V-A-R-A, Navarra Lounge. They have very interesting music and quite often feature a bit of bluegrass or folk music or acoustic style music, Americana, different things, travelling musicians. We often do a concert there. So make sure you look them up. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session. That's on the fourth Sunday of the month. I host that. It's at Silverdale Normal School in the Common Room on Sunday afternoons, 2:30 to 5 o'clock. So you can bring along your banjo, your guitar and fiddles and things like that and play some bluegrass music. Learn up a couple of songs if it's not your usual genre and try and fit in, and you'll see what the rest of us do. We're everything from accomplished musicians back to real beginners, and we listen and enthusiastically applaud the efforts of everyone who's trying to play. So come along, you might enjoy it. Very sociable. We have a cup of coffee and a bickie and have some great music. That's on the fourth Sunday of the month. Morrinsville Country Music Club has its concert on the second Friday of the month, and there'll be one coming up this Friday. It's a special concert. In it, we're featuring songs from Tamworth Country Music Awards, the early years, the first 20 years, really, and we've selected songs that we thought appropriate for some of our singers, and they've learnt the songs, and we're doing these songs. So we're having a Tamworth night on the second Friday in June. Well, what's that? The 12th. Friday the 12th of April. The Morrinsville Country Music Club holds its meeting in the Senior Citizens Hall in Canada Street. Starts at 7:30. You need to get there early to get a seat. Only costs you about $5 or $6 to get in, and it's some of the best night's entertainment you'll ever hear and enjoy. So come along to some country music there. Every now and then you find country music in different places, so just look around and support it. Please go and support it, and go out, if it's at a cafe or somewhere like that, go out and buy a coffee and a pizza and listen, and you might enjoy it, but the musicians will be encouraged by having people listening to them. We're going to hear Christy Cox, Australian woman, sings great. I first saw her at a festival over in Australia. I think it was a Redlands festival I first saw her at. Then she may have been at one of the Mountain Grasses too. Often played with the Davidson Brothers, but has forged her own career for herself, mostly in the USA, comes back to Australia every now and then and just shows us how good she is. This is an album that she recorded in North Carolina with the help of some North Carolina musicians, but some great songs on it. I'm going to play a couple of them. One, Heartbreak Away, which is written by Jerry Sally and Gerald Crabb, and then one of her own songs, I'll Cry Tonight. And this song, I'll Cry Tonight, is also a favourite of young Molly G, who does a fine version of it. So let's listen to Christy Cox.
If you've ever wondered just how many lonely nights you can take for granted, I'll be waiting here when you come in. The truth is I wish I could stay forever, but I just can't keep on handing second chances out again and again. Can't stand this anymore. I've never drop to hit the floor, I'll be gone and you'll be here once. Sorry, too late. 'Cause when it comes to leaving, I'm only one heartbreak away. Stay out late tonight, 'cause you've run out of next times, and it's time you understand. In your arms is where I'd love to stay. Don't you know there's only so much hurt a heart can take? I'm just one step from one foot out the door, and in the time it takes for one teardrop to hit the floor, I'll be gone and you'll be here once. Sorry, too late. Heartbreak away.
Thank you.
Christy Cox and I'll Cry Tonight. Interesting song, great song. It's got a really nice feel to it. I'd like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio programs all around New Zealand, in Canada. Thank you for having Back Porch Bluegrass from New Zealand on your airwaves, and also Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. There's lots of people listening to a Bluegrass program that was made a long, long way away, right down in New Zealand at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean here. And I've been listening to Bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, and I love the music. I've got quite a big collection of it. And all the music on the show is played from my own collection, and I just sort of stand in front of the shelves and say, let's do some of that. It's time we heard some of this. And so that's how Back Porch Bluegrass, the radio show, comes. You can listen, of course, on a podcast. Just go to the webpage, freefm.org.nz, and follow the instructions, and you'll see how to download any of about the last 10 programs there. We're going to keep going. Time for a gospel song, and there is no better singer or no better band to do a gospel song than Dora Lawson and Quicksilver. And this is from There's a Light Guiding Me album, and it's a tune called The Lifeboat, with Barry Abernethy singing the lead part in it.
We're floating down the stream of time. We have not long to stay. The stormy clouds of darkness will turn to brightest day. Then let us all take courage, for we're not left alone. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Then cheer, my brother, cheer, our trials will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here, we're seeking the city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Sometimes the devil tempts me and says it's all in vain to try to live a Christian life and walk in Jesus' name. But then we hear the Master say, I'll lend you a helping hand, and if you'll only trust me, I'll guide you to that land. Now is the time to get on board while she is passing by. But if you stand and wait too long, you shall forever die. The fare is paid for one and all. On board there is no fear. Get ready, cries the captain. Oh, look, she's almost here. Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trials will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here, we're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home.
Wasn't that nice? They sing as one, don't they? They get that blend. Doyle works his men pretty hard, and he does a fine job of producing some of the best gospel music you've ever heard. Thanks for listening. It's not quite time to go yet, but we'll see how we go. We've got Mickey Gallion and Cullen's Bridge, Songs from the Blue Ridge. It's an album that's on Rebel, and fairly recent, 2018. And they do some fine traditional bluegrass. bluegrass music. We're going to hear Too Late to Say Goodbye, and then if we've got time, we'll fit in a bit of She's Gone. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Join me again next week, and we'll have another hour of great bluegrass music.
Trust in you, I never thought I could win. The game you played, the things you do, left you with a heart that's broke again. When nighttime comes to our home, don't look for me, for I'll be gone. Be in late tonight when the moon is bright, slipping.